Organizers scheduled protests in Madison, Eau Claire, La Crosse, and Wausau. Workers in 150 cities were expected to hold demonstrations against the Postal Service's plan to close or consolidate 82 facilities. The Postal Service has been closing offices since 2012. Officials are trying to reduce the USPS's operating costs by $20 billion by 2017. So far, they've closed about 140 facilities, which they say has saved about $865 million a year. About 20 people protested in Madison. They say they aren't worried about job cuts. They're concerned about slower mail delivery times. Martin Mader is a national business agent for the American Postal Workers Union.
It's not about the jobs. We're all going to have jobs. It's about the service. It's about the service to the people. You know, it's the United States Postal Service, and they're trying to turn it into a business, apparently for profit, and we're not supposed to make a profit.
The protesters hope that Congress will intervene. Both the House and Senate have bills to block the closures, but no vote has been taken. Keith Steffen is a retired letter carrier. He says the cuts will be bad for USPS in the long run.
The more they reduce service to the American people, the less they're going to use the post office. And so it's kind of a vicious circle.
The facility in Madison wouldn't close. It would just lose some of its sorting work to another plant in Milwaukee. The closures and consolidations at the Wisconsin facilities are expected to begin this spring. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.